He was known for many years in the Williamsville community as Larry, a homeless person who would sit in local establishments, occasionally accepted purchases of coffee from strangers, but refused further help, including nighttime accommodations. His body was found Thursday morning inside an NFTA bus shelter on Main Street, and the Erie County Medical Examiner confirmed Friday that Larry Birrell, age 69, died of hypothermia. NFTA Police Chief George Gast says there were confirmed attempts Wednesday to keep him inside as the polar vortex and blizzard arrived in western New York.
And on the third occasion, one of the employees actually offered to drive him wherever he wanted to go to get him out of the weather. And that offer was also declined.
Gast says family were located and notified of Birrell's passing. Another source asking to remain unidentified tells WBFO the family is handling burial plans from here, but they are asking for privacy. Many in the Williamsville community are soul-searching, asking how they could have made a difference. Kate Glazer, founder of the blog Hope Rises, has launched an online fundraiser which benefits Friends of Night People, a local not-for-profit which assists homeless persons living in the Buffalo area.
I think a lot of people just don't really understand it because they're not going through it, and we have no right to really judge that. You know, Larry might have not accepted help, but maybe there was a reason for that. So I think we shouldn't focus on the negatives and really just more focus on the positives and being able to do something to give back in his memory.
That campaign may be found at facebook.com/HopeRisesNews. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.